As I see it, from the beginning of his campaign for governor of Illinois, the Republican candidate for governor, Darren Bailey, didn't have much of a chance, and now has even less, due to a front-page story by the Chicago Tribune that's been read, or at least seen, by a million people across Illinois. A story about Darren Bailey and members of his family being paid more than $8 million federal and state taxpayer dollars, while he's accusing his opponent, the incumbent Governor Pritzker, of overspending and wasting taxpayer dollars. A story about Bailey's family selling some of its private land in southern Illinois to the state government in Springfield to be turned into a public recreation and hunting area. A sportsman's paradise, said Darren Bailey's uncle when he pitched the land to government. In round numbers, $4 million taxpayer dollars to the Bailey family for some of its forested and scrabbled land, and for preserving the land as a natural habitat, another $4 million. All that in addition to millions of taxpayer dollars that Bailey, a multimillionaire, applied for and received in federal pandemic assistance, and a $150,000 federal campaign loan while Darren Bailey is railing at government spending. Bottom line, during the 7 weeks until Election Day, candidate Bailey's campaign for governor is bound to be more damaged by contradictions between what he says and what he does.
I'm Walter Jacobson, and that's my perspective. For more, visit WGNRadio.com or download the WGN Radio app.